Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of fruitfulness. If you took a look at your life today, would you be able to say, "My life is producing fruit"? God said in His Word in John 15, verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain." These are the words of Jesus. He is letting us know that He has chosen us and He has appointed us. And our purpose in life, though there are specific sub-purposes, you could say, our purpose from God as born-again believers is that we should go and bear fruit in our lives. We know from Galatians chapter 5 and from Ephesians chapter 5 that the fruit that's being spoken of is the fruit of the Spirit. Or Ephesians 5:9 calls it the fruit of the light. And it says in Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruit that should be evident in the born-again believer's life. Ephesians 5:9 says, "But the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Are these fruit being evidenced in your life today? How is fruit produced in a believer's life? First of all, let me say that fruit, as God is referring to it, is not something that's produced by your own strength or through your own striving any more than a grapevine struggles and has to force itself to produce grapes. On the contrary, fruit is the supernatural byproduct of walking with God. But there are specific things that the Bible tells us that result in the production of fruit in a believer's life. We will study five things that the Bible says result in fruit being produced in a person's life. Today, we will specifically address the subject of fruit that is produced through the discipline or the correction of the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, we find these words, "All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness." God wants the peaceable fruit of righteousness, of right standing with God, but also righteousness in the individual's personal life and character to be in evidence in the believer's life. This fruit comes forth through God's discipline or correction. This word discipline that's used in Hebrews 12:11 is also translated chastisement or correction or training. When God brings correction to your life, He is exposing areas of sin and disobedience. He wants to train you to go in a different direction. Much like the vine dresser will train the branch of a grapevine to grow up a trellis rather than allow it to grow down along the ground. The branch of a grapevine is naturally drawn to grow along the ground, to stretch itself out and go the place of least resistance, and it will go down and reach out along the ground. But it will never produce abundant fruit by growing along the ground. That is why in viticulture or the raising of grapes, they will take the woody vine or the rootstock and they will trim everything off of it except the very top. And then they will train the branches that are coming out from that woody rootstock of this grapevine to grow along a man-made trellis that stretches out. The grapevines will be supported on stakes or trellises to keep the heavy bunches of fruit off the ground, and it also makes it easier to harvest. If a vine dresser allowed the branches to grow down and just go along the ground, the leaves of the grapevine would become dusty and eventually mud-caked when moisture comes, and they would become mildewed, and they would not be healthy branches that could bear abundant, healthy, sweet grapes or fruit. Only when the grapevine is trained to grow up the trellis, it'll have sufficient exposure to the sun, and then grapes will be able to form on that branch. God wants fruit growing in your life. That is why he brings correction, or one translation is training, to an individual's life. It says, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful, yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. God wants good fruit coming from your life. So there will be times in your life when he will bring correction, where he'll expose areas of sin and disobedience, where he'll expose areas where you're trying to grow along the ground in the mud, and he's trying to lift you up and put you in a place where the sun, the light, is pouring forth on your life, where nothing's in darkness or dirt or mire, but instead that you're being lifted up and you are growing healthy in the purity of the light of the Son of God. It is in this place where fruit will begin to develop. Will you allow God to bring correction to your life? Have you resisted him when he's tried to bring that training or correction, or he's exposed an area of sin or disobedience? Have you resisted him? If you have, then you will find that you'll never get victory in that area of your life that God's trying to bring that correction. God wants the fruit to come forth in your life. Resisting God's discipline or correction or training will result in a lack of fruit in your life. If you feel that your life is not being fruitful, perhaps it is a sin issue or an area of disobedience where you've not allowed God's correction. There's a well-known story of missionaries to New Guinea who had a most unusual circumstance. They went to the area to begin to learn the language and to translate the Bible into the native tongue. They planted a field full of pineapples, and in the course of time, 3 years that it takes for the pineapple plants to mature, the fruit was finally just about ready to harvest. The missionary woke up in the morning to go out to begin to cut some of the pineapples and found every single one of those pineapples in his field had been stolen overnight by the natives. He was very, very angry. He talked to the natives. He spoke harshly to them. They said to him, "We planted them. He had paid them to plant them. Therefore, we eat them." The natives did not receive his words. They had been stealing from him. This cycle went on year after year. Finally, the missionary received a revelation from God. God showed him that he had been holding on to those pineapples in that pineapple field as if it was his very own. And because he had not surrendered it and the right to those pineapples to the Lord, his anger was always getting the best of him. And this example of anger was not winning any of these natives to the Lord. Once the missionary surrendered the field to the Lord and did not care one more moment about the pineapples, whether he ate them or did not eat them, suddenly the day came after the pineapples again were stolen from him that the natives came to talk to him and they said, "You've become a Christian, haven't you?" This shocked the missionary. The missionary asked him, "What on earth do you mean?" And they said, "We notice that you no longer get angry about the pineapples that we're stealing from you. So we decided you must have become a Christian." Here the missionary had been teaching them that they must love one another and forgive one another, and yet the natives could see very clearly that he was not living out what he was preaching. The end result of that story is that missionary won many of those natives to the Lord once he allowed God's correction into his life, where God exposed the sin of anger to him. And once he laid that down before the Lord and allowed God to train him to respond with love to these natives that he had gone to serve, that was when fruit began to come forth in his life and in his ministry. God wants to bring correction to your life so that you can have the fruit of righteousness yielded in an abundant way in your life. Join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about how fruit is produced in a Christian's life. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious day. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.